brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're live. It is the day after Thanksgiving, 28th of November, 2008. Michael Bessarion coming up for an hour and 52 minutes with us after the break. We're talking to Ted Anderson right now. Folks, if you don't know about the dollar being devalued or about the inflation that's coming, Bloomberg is reporting today. I never even got into this. I meant to get into it. Food prices will rise, causing export bans, riots, and that's Bloomberg, November 25th. I mean, I have stacks of news. Americans' food stamp use at all-time high. This is the type of information, and they're planning. I mean, the government's saying that it's on the table to devalue the dollar coming up in January or February, probably in February. That's the big unpopular surprise. While you still can, move Federal Reserve notes at least 10, 20, 30%. I mean, even mainline analysts on Fox Business and CNBC Business are saying that people should get into gold and silver. And I challenge you. Go ahead. Find out what gold and silver is selling for right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Ted bought this at a little over $700, $701 to $710 when he bought this group of coins, you know, when gold was at that price. And so, you know, then he has some of it left. A lot of it's gone. And this will be it. This is guaranteed. This will be the end of this deal. Gold is at 820 something today. He bought it at right above 700. He has the francs. He has the sovereigns. Those were just, you know, for the amount of gold you get for the money, those are the best deals. He has some other great deals on other coins that are collectors, but that are below where you can buy them anywhere else because Ted bought them when gold was $120 an ounce under what it is now. I cannot stress that enough. Ted, what else do you have on the silver front for folks?
Well, I would recommend in the silver for sure to get into the Walking Liberty halves. Again, they're at $8.40 back when silver was at $9 an ounce, and right now it's at $10.52. Silver dollars are trading for over $25 now. This stuff is less than half of that. This is the thing to be getting into. It's more silver for the money. Bar none, it's the best deal. When, you know, India, that's huge. India, when India goes to plant their seeds to do their crops, they're selling gold in their springtime, and they affect the entire physical market. People in India carry chains, 24-karat chains around their neck because it's more valuable to them than the paper currency they carry.
Yeah, they don't trust banks. They've been through it so much. 800-686-2237. Now, listen, this is going to run until when Sunday, Ted?
This will be till midnight on Sunday. Monday prices will be higher because I know that, Alex, because I'm selling.
Historically, gold goes down during the Thanksgiving week. And instead, it's up right now. So, again, 800-686-2237. Brokers will be there throughout the day until midnight every day. If they don't answer, it means they're, you know, in the can or, you know, at Subway down the street. Just keep calling 800-686-2237. Ted, how do you know it's going up?
Well, that's the thing about it is right now I'm paying more for British sovereigns and French francs than I'm selling them for right now, Alex. I have to pay $20 more a coin in many cases here. And so I know, I mean, my supply is going to be gone, and I'm not going to be able to do it at this price.
That's right.
I can't.
It's been $115 to $130 above for the last week and a half or more than a week and a half of the last 12 days or so. So what Ted's telling you is he's about to run out. He has to buy gold again. He knows that it's going to be a lot more than when he bought it. So the prices will go up. It'll still be a great deal. Take advantage of this now. 800-686-2237. Folks, do the math. Ted bought gold when it was $700 an ounce. It's 820 something right now for the last week and a half. He's running out of these. Get in on, he's already sold out of most of the coins. He's already sold out of the other coins he has. He has this now, 800-686-2237. And, Ted, there are going to be brokers there?
Oh, they'll be here, all right.
And they're there right now, folks. So get in on this. I mean, again, this is the second time Ted's ever done something like this in the 10 years I've been working for him. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Michael Bessarion coming up. Stay with us.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Right now, he was born in Ireland, and he has made a lot of films, written quite a few books, very prolific. We've had a lot of listeners request that we have him on. I want to really get him to talk about the nature of his awakening, and then I wanted to just get into what we can prove with Michael Tsarian today about what the elite believe, and from his in-depth research, he's done a lot of great research, who the global elite are. What their driving mindset is. We know they have a kingdom of cults, a hierarchical pyramidal structure of power, but who is at the top of that pyramid, and from his unique perspective, what their agenda is. So we're really honored to have Michael Tsarian on with us for the next hour and 50 minutes. Michael, welcome.
Oh, thanks a lot, Alex. It's nice to be on. Thanks for the invitation.
You bet. It's great.
I'm a big supporter of your work, followed it from the beginning, and just want to offer you my, total congratulations, not only on your work, but the gutsy way that you've been doing it. And I just want to say to all your listeners out there, if we had more people like you and as gutsy as you to back up what you're talking about with action, we wouldn't be in the mess in America that, we are today. So I give you a lot of kudos for what you've been doing through the years, Alex.
Well, Michael, kudos to you. For some of my audience that may not know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself, your awakening, and then let's, strike a chord in the present with what the global banking structure is doing, your point of view, your perspective on what's happening there, and then let's get into what makes the New World Order tick and what their end game is, Michael.
Right, thanks. I mean, my research has started pretty much in Ireland, and about 13 years of age, I started to realize, two things. One is that we're being told nothing but a tissue of lies from the official orthodox fundamentalistic sort of educational system. It just doesn't fit the facts. Growing up in Belfast at that time was very difficult because there was a lot of violence and trouble. But basically I started to see through that and check out the orange parades that happened in July and seeing a lot of the symbolism that was being used there. Well, one thing led to another. Through the study of this symbolism that's being used by the Orange Order, I suddenly started to research the history of the Orange Order, discovered that it's not so much a political, organization as it is a fraternal brotherhood. And then I saw subsequently later, a few years later, start discovering that this is the same story with the IRA, particularly the provisional IRA. And then we have the official IRA. And then I start to notice by tracking through all the different symbolism and then going through the research works and the reference works that basically what we're dealing here is a one-party system. I mean, this is in the early days, so I didn't have the whole globalist picture here. But just from my own researches in the microcosm of Ireland growing up there, I realized that, we're not being told the truth about these organizations and how these are connected to the super Masonic orders, the Freemasonic orders. So basically around 15, 16 years of age, again, pretty much in an Irish context, I broadened my study to look into this whole movement of the secret societies in the world. And this was, a little bit before coming across the works of the great American scholars like the G. Edward Griffins and the Eustace Mullinses and the Jordan Maxwells and so forth and so on. I mean, I hadn't had exposure to these thinkers, even the Ralph Eppersons, all the people who basically connect all the dots. I had to wait till I came to America, in sort of 82. And then later on in the 90s to really sort of have these teachers help put things together. But I noticed that, in America, a few people have the whole European understanding of how the British royals, how some of the Fabian networks, how the Common Purpose, how some of the, groups like the Club of the Isles, and this connects again with high-level Freemasonry, not only Scottish Rite Freemasonry, but like I say, the Orange Order, the orders that are behind the IRA, like the Irish Republican Brotherhood, the Ancient Order of Hibernians, the Green Ribbon Society, the Clan na Gael, all from an Irish context. My studies then continued to show me that these groups that are funded and armed to the teeth, basically what the public know as terrorist organizations operating in Ireland, are far from merely Irish. These groups are connected to the international, underground of the entire Black Hand, meaning the entire terrorist network that's been running on this planet.
And that's used to destabilize and frighten the public into accepting the state, dominating them. And it's even come out in mainstream news now that the IRA and the Orange, the Protestants at the highest levels, were really meeting and working together, and that they were all basically British and international intelligence, just completely staged.
On a very high level. See, again, when you point your finger in this direction, people, they sort of poo-poo that. They can't see that because they've been so brainwashed. They've been so, brainwashed by the media that they don't check these things out. I'm one of only three. There's three of us that have, studied the occult history of Ireland. This is where my research is then, lo and behold.
Well, I just know it's come out all over the mainstream news, and I've had a lot of the former British commandos, SAS, on, who they would finally get to the top of the IRA, and all three of the leaders were all British intelligence, and then they would, infiltrate the Orange and find out, that the three heads of the IRA were meeting with the three heads of the Orange, and it was just a way to terrorize the public, and they used the infighting and the bombings as a pretext to basically murder and kill and oppress whoever they want.
They've done that. And by consistently, this incredible fear and death toll and the murder of innocent people in the country on both sides. I'm talking because I'm not partisan. I'm not siding with either side. I'm just looking at this thing, from the overview. Yeah, that trouble made Ireland a third world country in the West. They degraded the people. They kept them ignorant. They kept them stupid while they used the land.
And yeah, that's
course,
the old divide and conquer. And now groups today want you to bash the Protestants or want you to bash the Jews or want you to bash the Catholics or want you to bash the Hindus. Or they always want you to bash a particular group And they always want to divide our movement into all these subgroups, and then they'll claim that I'm this group or that group just so they can get other groups like hunting dogs to alert on me, and I'm trying to explain to them they're in a controlled sub paradigm.
How many jugglers can you get in a room? How many pit bulls can you get into the pen, you know? This is, I saw firsthand in the Irish context, also that these groups were connected to these higher Masonic orders, because we're not talking about the street-level stuff here that, you know, people are never going to get their mind around at all. But anyone who studied the British system and how these clubs and these organizations, fraternal orders, are networked into these terrorist organizations, how they fund them, how they meet at the top, like you say, behind the so-called lodge door, that not a single one of these distinctions, not one a single one of these biases that people are willing to die for in the streets, you see, this is what I saw in Ireland, whether you're Jew or Muslim, you're Christian or not, or whether you are Protestant or Catholic, or whether you are rich or poor, or whether you are conservative or labor, you see, all these divisions that people are just enmeshed in the outer world, I started to learn that this doesn't mean a damn behind the lodge door. It's a totally different agenda, and that's how my researchers, you know, researchers into deeper matters, into the whole occult symbolism that these people are using and their occult origins.
And really, it's a gang. And of course, most Masons are well-meaning, good people. They don't understand that the higher levels of their order, have been used as a vehicle for secret intelligence agency operations is, you know, basically what's happening. And the New World Order goes to like a wardrobe with a Catholic outfit, a Jewish outfit, a Muslim outfit, a Protestant outfit, and they just put that cloak on, and that's why it's so hard to get after them. But we know the overriding thing they want, you know, they say they're trying to get rid of government, but really they create the mega state through which they can control the society.
And I'm very concerned about what you just said about the fact that we have to start appealing. I mean, my main message is for the complete disbandingment of all secret societies. You know, I don't belong to any secret society, never have done. And the message that is often recurrent through my own work is for the total illegality, the making of all these kinds of secret societies. I don't care if it's Opus Dei or Scottish Rite Freemasonry. With the masses of the world have need to actually start integrating laws that make these groups absolutely illegal. But more than that, in the meantime, until we do that, my message actually goes out to members, like some of these, the good folks, the good people who are, you know, the rank and file of these orders. That's why my research has taken me into the subject of Masonry and into the occultism, and I've had a lot of backlash from that, from people who don't have a clue in their heads as to why you want to maybe study this kind of subject matter. Well, how the hell are you going to appeal to people who are, well-meaning members of these various secret societies unless you speak in their own language in order to try and explain to them some of the symbolism and the rites and the rituals where it comes from? Not that some of the rites and rituals are wrong, it's just that you're doing a normal critique. In order to relate to these people, you've got to know what they're doing. You know, you got to know what.
Well, Michael, I don't want to disagree with you, but anything that has the power to ban something, that is a right of association, it itself could turn into a great tyranny. I mean, I think there should be public exposure. There should be open discussions. If groups are found to be involved in collusion, the classic case of, somebody who's committed a murder, the Mason in distress sign and they're let off. And that happened with a great uncle I had. I mean, he told us about it. It was the cases in the newspaper. But, his argument was he had to go through a Masonic trial afterwards, to find out if that was, true, or they would have, dealt with him, drowning him, if he would have lied. You tell low-level Masons that they just don't, they're just not aware of the higher-level things that go on. But asking you a question, how do you say ban these things? You know, the engine that could ban these societies would rise up into a mighty tyranny itself.
Yeah, there's always that danger, and there's always a danger that, by making them illegal, they go underground. It's not a total win-win solution, but what needs to happen is that the ordinary people have got to find out about the tiger in the long grass and at least arm themselves up with even a modicum. I mean, that's what our programs are doing. That's what our work is doing. And you do have to address it. I like to address them because it's better to address them. You can address the beginners. You can address the seasoned. And you have to address the insider as well. So my work goes a lot to the insiders. I mean, you said it yourself a few minutes ago. You had insiders from the Orange Lodge, insiders from the IRA, whistleblowers. if you look back through the whole conspiracy movement and the exposure, you'll find that the greatest damage has been done by the generals, by the insiders, by the politicians, you know, even up to the level of presidents who've come out and written memoirs and exposed the tiger in the long grass. So we never, you know, it's not my main focus, but it's something that we surely need to always, you know, take on board.
Okay, Michael, listen, I'm going to skip this break for InfoWars.com listeners. They'll get a little behind the scenes. Since we got you on late, I want to do a little bit of a pre-interview to see what you wanted to get into. We'll discuss that now for the...
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZB.
ZB turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZB remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZB menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZB, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZB is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZB today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
Go over the basic view from Michael Dasarian of British Secret Society networks using Freemasonry as one vehicle because of its secrecy. They can inhabit any group. And then the secret symbolism, the language that's all around us that they communicate through. Again, the low-level Masons aren't even part of it. And there are other religious groups and secret groups. Masons oversimplifies it. Then we'll get into what the end game is and the technocratic oppression, the electronic control grid. We've got an hour and 35 minutes left with our guest. Okay, Michael, you got the floor. Start rolling.
Well, that was, you know, when I got over to States, then I had to basically brush up. And that's when I bumped into the work of Nord Davis and especially Ralph Epperson, you know, who's just great. His work put a lot of pieces together for me. And then, of course, the great G. Edward Griffin and Eustace Mullins. You know, it became like a study because when I realized that the average American doesn't know anything about this, yeah, I'd bump into the average, you know, I'd bump into occasionally to a Vietnam vet who had been through so much hell through the VA hospitals that these guys knew, you know, something about what was going on, especially about the federal system and the Federal Reserve and so on. And so my education began in the 90s, you know, to sort of brush up on, okay, I've seen it in an Irish context. I've seen that one picture of tyranny, but how does this work in the American context, you know? So as I started to study more and get into the Webster Tarpleys, you see, and even the Dr. John Coleman's, it was a long discovery to find out that this country didn't really win the War of Independence because they let their guard down. They became so apathetic. They became so decadent and narcissistic that, you know, it was easy pickings right from the time of, you know, the first presidents, basically, for this federalistic group to get in, to insinuate itself into the body politic of America through the federal systems, to get rid of the republic, to change the Constitution, to amend it, and so forth and so on, all the stuff that you've covered yourself and so many things. You know, this was my education to find out. But my main point was, though, is more of a historian aspect to say, look, never forget that America is just the last in line to be taken down. The people who are doing this have colonized and colonized the world. They've been doing it for centuries of time. And my research has led it back to Egypt. You know, first of all, I had studied the ancient Irish myths. That helped me, you know, with my first book on Atlantis to get into a lot of areas there to show just how ancient this actual, you know, oligarchy is, that they keep bloodlines. And these bloodlines are still today, and the politicians that pop their heads up every 4 years, there they are again with their bloodline connections back to the ancient royal oligarchs of Europe. But then what happened is I got more and more, you know, into it after the first book was done. Then I started to really look at the Egyptian roots of this, and my research took me to a group that I refer to as the Atenists. It's the same group of, you know, people would refer to, say, by the terms such as Luciferian, or whatever, you know, my term for it is Atenists. This is going back to the 18th dynasty of Europe, 18th dynasty of Egypt, about 1400 years BC is where it all began. You know, so I've actually traced it back to the reign of the Pharaoh Akhenaten. And
well, just to be clear, when you read mainline, even British history, you know, they say they're related to the pharaohs. They say they are related to Moses, and the queen is coronated on Jacob's stone, and all of this, and so they really believe this. And worldwide, international royalty, even in Japan, says that the greatest queen is the royalty in England, and that they all claim they're part of that and are part of the same secret societies there. So regardless of whether it's true or not, they do claim lineage to the pharaohs.
You're absolutely spot on. And you see, it doesn't have to be necessarily just bloodline. For a certain amount of the top boys, it is a bloodline connection. For everybody else that serves this monster, it's an ideological, you know, connection. Equally as bad, equally as pernicious. These are not people who serve the good of the human race or for the uplift of the human race. These are ancient pharaohs who've kept bloodline dynasties, and people better believe that they have not gone away. The different houses of Europe that I address, you see, and the symbolism that they use. So as I started to track this back, it started to explain these things about, like you say, the symbolism behind the coronation and all the various other symbolism and regalia that we see throughout all of Europe as well as Britain. And it was fascinating to see that, you know, how it all went back to this particular individual and his sort of megalomania, this Akhenaten, and his basically solar cult. These were worshippers of the sun. They were worshippers of what I refer to as the dark side of the sun. And, you know, their generation, they were expurged finally from Egypt. They had basically committed so much desecration on the land of Egypt that finally, you know, in the reign of Akhenaten, the people of Egypt rose up and basically exiled these guys. And then history loses track of them. They just disappear. Whether you're coming at this from a biblical point of view, as you said, through the Moses story, or you're coming at it through alternative historical approaches, basically they are meant to have fallen off the map and history pays them no more mind. My work picks up on the fact that after they were exiled, after this famous exodus, they did not fade away, and that these people are instrumental behind the, you know, powers in Greece.
Stay there. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Michael DeSalle.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Michael DeSarri, and before we go any further, give out your website for listeners that want to check it out.
Well, it's MichaelTessarian.com and the new DVD on technology, architectsofcontrol.com.
Yeah, I was checking out the trailer for that. That looks really powerful. Tessarian is T-S-A-R-I-O-N, so MichaelTessarian.com. Michael, I don't know if the Queen of England's really related to Moses. I don't know if she's really related to the Egyptian pharaohs, B.C., I don't know if the Sun King of France, you know, was really related to Jesus's family. The point is, they believe they are. They take it deadly serious. And I've been inside Bohemian Grove. People say, "Oh, that's just a play, you know, a mock human sacrifice." Well, regardless of what it is, those old men that I was with in that crowd of about 1,500 watching the ritual, they were in religious rapture. They were grinding their teeth. They were breathing heavy. Whatever the real ritual was over behind some black curtains from the trees across the water before they brought the baby, you know, the small child, the effigy over to burn it before Lilith. But then, of course, these occultists use different names. They called it Moloch. I know that's the bull, but they call their owl Moloch. They address it as a female and then as a male deity. It's all on video in my film, The Order of Death. And then we had somebody else sneak in who they then set up and sent to prison, Chris Jones, no relation to me. So, this is really going on. They really believe this, whether it's true or not. I know you, from your deep research in Europe and around the world, believe that there is some basis in fact in it. So let's continue on, Michael.
Well, that's right. As far as I'm concerned, they believe it in their own heads. They're not only bloodline connection, they have the ideological henchmen who have sworn allegiance, you know, for one reason or another. The basic fact is that my researchers did discover this connection to Egypt, not only there, but the basic origin of the Knights Templar, the Order of Sion, you know, just the very Judaic phrases, which actually are more correctly to say Egyptian Atmist phrases.
Well, that's let me stop you right there. I mean, that's an absolute fact, and that's not even hidden, that in, you know, basic Masonic literature and basic magic literature, white and black, it's all about the keys of Solomon, Solomon's ring, the seal of Solomon. It's all about controlling these jinn, these entities, these angels. And Solomon was open about it was the secret of Egypt and the secrets of Greece and the secrets of Babylon and the secrets of all of these countries. And people then say, well, the whole New World Order is Judaic. No, it was the Jews that codified it, and who were big on writing things down. And so when Alexandria got destroyed in Egypt and when Rome got destroyed in its libraries, it was the Judaics who carried on the mystery schools.
Right. Within that, not ordinary Jews, but this elite group, the
Levites.
Levitical level.
The Levites.
We're talking about the Kabbalistic, Levitical, Mosaic, and also what's called the Gaonim. This is a word that people have got to become familiar with because it explains the capital G that the Masons use. You know, people want to pick up my Irish Origins of Civilization double volume. They're going to find chapter after chapter there showing this connection between the Judaic elites and the ancient pharaonics, and then how that percolates down into modern times through this occult, you know, bloodline dragon court thread that people really need to be understanding about, so they can not only decode the symbolism, but they can find out the roots of this tyranny, because we're here in the effects of the tyranny, but we need to know its origins as well. And the most amazing thing is that these guys mean business. They lost an empire in the past, and you know, they subsequently experienced a old world disorder. And so everything that's being built now, you know, students of the New World Order need to realize it's because they're trying to build a New World Order to replace an old world.
And that's why their symbol is the pyramid and the all-seeing eye, which is the black sunshine.
Exactly. These people do worship the dark side of the sun. They can rightly be referred, Christians refer to them as Luciferians, and it's a perfectly adequate.
That's what the Nazis' secret highest was, the black sun. How could the Zionists and the Nazis worship the same thing? Because it doesn't matter. All these people at the top worship the same deal.
How can it be that the same order of the Knights of Malta, the sovereign order of the Knights of Malta, can have members as extreme right as von Papen and as Hermann Göring, and then 5 minutes later be initiating into their order people on the left as Nelson Mandela? I got a question for people as to why that would be. They got to realize that behind the large doors, we said earlier, none of these distinctions on the street level mean a damn. This is an entire, you know, carnival, a dance macabre for people to get caught up in. You know, it just has no reality, and this is what people need to understand. If they study the symbolism long enough, if they track it through, and I've done like 30 years of research on this, so, you know, this is the age in which this information is now finally coming to light. These guys, not only do they fully believe it in their own minds, some of these kings and queens, like Louis XVI of France and various other potentates, have designed entire cities based on Egyptian symbolism to prove that they believe themselves as the newborn sun kings and sun pharaohs.
Yeah, that was the sun king and called himself the sun king. And then we had Francois Mitterrand admitting that he was channeling Lucifer and going on mountaintops to pray. Then they had the Japanese architect build a pyramid with 666 pieces of this gold-pink glass, and then it has black pyramid inside. I mean, this is all right out in the open.
That's right. I never stop stressing, you see, I mean, even though I've written a lot on Ireland, you know, the second book in the volume is dedicated to Egypt to show exactly that it came from a specific time, from a specific individual, a specific cult, a specific warped version of solar occultism, you see, and how this continues alive. That is why there are so many obelisks in Rome and in Vatican City. That's why Rome has certain, you know, geomantic alignments that it does. Same thing applies to Washington, D.C. Same thing applies to Cologne, to Paris.
They
to
believe
London.
That they call in spiritual forces from another dimension. Now, again, whether you believe this or not, folks, the elite believe it. Explain the sacred architecture.
Well, that's right. And within Masonry, if you look at the highest degrees of Masonry, they have that Judaic aspect that you were talking about, Knights of the Kadosh, Knights of the, you know, the secret, you know, all of these weird terminologies they've got right there. People can see this in the design of the cities. They can, you know, I have a huge collection of Masonic literature, so we're not making anything up. This is from the horse's mouth. You only need to go to the Albert Mackey's and to the actual Masonic encyclopedias. This is not hard to do, even though it takes a lot of time. But if people spend the time, you know, see to peruse our works, and we put this stuff on DVD, we put it in books, so it's there for people who don't have the time to do all this research to find out that America is not free. America has been colonized by the, you know, the royals and the pharaohs of old, and America was ostensibly meant to be the last bastion against these oligarchs, these imperialists. What the people need to understand in America context particularly is that the imperialism is not gone away. The stuff that you're seeing now with the, you know, the Amero coming in and the NAFTA and the CAFTA and the destruction of the American Constitution, this is a form of imperialism that has been insinuated
into
America.
And take Ireland says no to the Lisbon Treaty, EU expansion, and then they say we don't care, we're going to bring it back up for another vote or implement it by fiat.
It's exactly the same the way that, you know, it's a mafioso situation. They'll never, this kind of vampire never goes away until it's invited across the
and
porch.
And going back to Egypt, we see it in the Old Testament and in the New. Over and over again, the Pharaoh would send out to the different slave groups he had and would kill a large portion of their children to keep the slaves at a lower population. You see the CPS today going out and kidnapping the children. It's all repeated, and they figured out thousands of years ago, thousands of years B.C., how to control societies.
And I want to highlight something you just said a few minutes ago about the kind of dark forces that they're in league with. Those dark, you know, again, if people don't understand it, that's just too bad. But the fact is these people do not act in just a material sphere of, you know, of influence. They are very much tied into something off-world. They're tied into other dark angelic forces. And they have to offer up sacrifices on this planet to those beings that they're in league with. And that is what, in my view, is, you know, pretty much a lot of the child abduction, the wars, the world wars that we've experienced, and just the general appetite, or not the appetite, but the general, everyday, the toxic, you know, influx of trauma across the TV, you see, and in our world in general. They need anxiety. They want to keep people, you know, crippled and mutilated.
They are changing our neural pathways, showing us millions of simulated murders on TV, traumatizing us, where they now have university studies with the brain waves, where the area of the brain associated with pleasure, even in, quote, mainstream people, is lighting up when they see simulated murders, torture, death. They are turning us psychically into them.
I couldn't agree more, Alex. And, you know, it's a situation of the normal lower-level sadomasochism that people have multiplied infinitely, this constant appeal to the limbic and mammalian centers of the brain, you know, and it's a diet, and a diet until you get so used to it that you don't even know what reason is anymore. You can't critically look at anything. You have an immediate defense mechanism as soon as they, you know, it's like most of these people that today you have the Internet riddled with Internet assassins and debunkers, so-called, quote-unquote. And these are people that I describe like the deer in the headlights of the oncoming truth movement who can't not stand that oncoming, you know, juggernaut of truth.
And that's
and
the
so
next
they, you know,
issue is the enemy knows throughout history the human spirit rebels. Goodness, you know, the light, you know, literally blots out their black sunshine, as they call it. And so they're doing everything they can with chemicals and microwaves and frequency pollution and radiation openly. And they write all this in their own documents that we've covered. And we cover an Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement to pollute our minds with the images, the toxins, all of it overlaid, you know, the brainwashing of the television, both semantically and with the frequency of it to try to blind us. And I've seen them go from arrogant to now being fearful. What are they so afraid of, Michael?
Well, they're always afraid of the human race because this is the surf, you know, that they've been able to enslave. And, of course, the big fear is that, you know, that particular indentured servant, slave, might, in fact, wake up and throw away, you know, all of the junk that, you know, basically an age of awakening is what they're fearful of. Anyone who has control that's surreptitious, anyone who has a catalog of criminality like they have, these are super criminals, mega criminals, the genocides, the colonializations, the war on consciousness, you know, all the devastation that they've wreaked. Of course, these are criminals who don't want, you know, to be discovered or the light to be shone on them. I've often said in my work that, hey, these guys say that they're worshippers of the sun. They claim to worship light. What would happen to them? Let's see the effects on them when we turn the light of truth and knowledge onto them, see how they like it. You know, and this is
well,
the age that we're in with this kind of exposure.
They traffic in the souls of men. That's really what's valuable to them is blinders, shutting people down, darkness, destruction. Look at the artwork the elite buys, buckets of maggots, images of dead babies. I mean, this is the most popular art across the board worldwide with the elites, you know, 100 million pounds, sometimes $200 million, you know, for one piece of blasphemous art. And they say, we're buying this art to worship it, to adulate it, to, you know, to give it the support it deserves. So what is their master plan? If they were to win, what is the world they're trying to set up? Let's get into the technological.
Well, they're not trying to set it up. They've already been doing it. As I said before, this imperialist movement of this juggernaut, we're only seeing the latter days of something that has been a continuous, ongoing, incremental movement, you know, down through history. Americans tend to, you know, not see that. They don't see, you know, the whole movement of
stuff. Well, Michael, I see it. I'm talking about their end game. They're gearing up for something big.
Well, I believe it's basically, this ties into my work on 2012 and what's coming there. It's a sort of a zero hour. This is the death of anything human. It doesn't mean the death of the planet. It doesn't mean, you know, the end of nature. It doesn't even necessarily mean the end of the world. What it means is that the end, and by God, anyone with their eyes open can see it's already taking place. It's a countdown to the extinction of what we would use when we say the word human. What we will have after 2012, 2015, you see, is a post-human world. They're racing headlong. You've dealt with it in Endgame.
All their futurists, they are saying that they will have it by 2012 to 2020 if it occurs well. You're right. They are incrementally now, but accelerating it, turning all the systems on.
Well, remember, what they're going to turn on happens 2012 and post. Before you can turn something on, you got to end or bring to an end that which was before. So all the idioms, all the customs, the traditions that all the people of the world, especially of the Western world, because the Western world is now, as you see, being turned into a third world country and the third world is rising to be a first world. What we're heading towards right now is basically a post-human dystopia in which man is either so reduced to a robotic level that he runs even more headlong into the pharmaceutical thing to drug and to escape himself, or it will literally be some sort of Blade Runner dystopia in which you are literally, you know, going to be vaccinated in a way that changes your, you know, being or your, they've messed with our DNA.
And by the way, 20 years ago, they had live viruses and now they're advertising them that go in and create lobotomies in key areas of the brain. The viruses attack specific brain tissues, to literally create mindless gibbering automatons. And all of them say this is the plan. And DARPA says this is the plan. And as horrible as this sounds, they need to do this, and they want to exterminate at least 90% of us and have 10% suboid, subhuman slave creatures that serve them.
Well, I believe if you also bring in the whole you know, the concept of the GMOs, you start to discover that the hoarding of the actual organic seeds that nature has produced, they're siloing this, they're archiving it.
Doomsday
perhaps
vaults.
What's that?
They've created doomsday vaults, the Rockefellers and the UN have.
Right.
Because
now,
they're
going to
infect everything, yeah.
Right, exactly. My vision is that they may, in fact, unleash some sort of worldwide plague on the plant life, on the flora.
Mm-hmm.
And then this creates us to either be interned underground or in some sort of, you know, silo or dome situation in which only the privileged are given the right kind of food, et cetera, and that person has to be totally conformist. They either wipe out everybody else.
No, let me stop you, Michael. This is the stated reverse engineered plan. They state you know, they have black op wars, they have drug wars to build up the police, and they stage terror to expand the criminal control grid. Then they have smaller controlled bioweapon releases to get us into compact cities. Then they start the real mass exterminations. That is the stated plan.
I agree with you there. I absolutely have come to the same conclusions in my own work, that something along these lines, so people are hearing us now thinking we're talking sci-fi. This is already happening. The Monsanto and the GMO is all behind us. There's something going on, and it ties back to what we said about the inability to be able to control masses of people through the gun-to-the-head system. That has been tried. It doesn't work. The next kind of colonialism that we're going to experience, the next kind of imperialism, is going to be a genetic one. You know, we deal with this in the Architects of Control DVD. It's that DVD covers a lot of ground, actually. And it also goes into the psychological question of why people lend themselves to this kind of submission. I don't know if we have time to talk about it on your show here right now.
No, we will. We have plenty of time. We're going to have you back soon. We have a whole other hour and 10 minutes coming up. But the point you're making, Monsanto said in 99, in a public speech, it was in major papers, that they plan to infect everything so that then no one has a choice. They admit that this is meant to take over the entire biosphere, and with the Terminator genes and others, end the regular life cycle. The carbon tax is meant to be a tax on humans to literally say that humans are bad, with this new guild of millions per country of environmental enforcers, one-child policy, all of this. I mean, I don't think the public understands. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, that was only warm-up for what they're getting ready to do.
Well, that's my main point. It's warm up. What we're seeing now is just the preliminary tip of the iceberg, you know. Now, this the Architects of Control DVD is actually dedicated to Jim Keith and to also Ezra Pound. These are two people that have a big impact on me, because Jim Keith was always looking, and I know you do as well, at this whole technological leviathan, which is one of the greatest clubs in the hands of the elite.
Stay there. Michael Cesarian. We're going to talk behind scenes as well now.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of a new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration
restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Michael Desarian is our guest. MichaelDesarian.com's website. Link up on Infowars.com right now. It's hard to believe, but in my film Endgame, we only show you the tip of the iceberg about who these global controllers are. I mean, how do you get scientists in the U.S. and Russia and everywhere to go nerve gas little children or test radiation on children and kill them or test it on troops? That isn't about testing the nerve gas. They know it'll kill a person or the radiation. It's about creating cadres of scientists who will buy into this and who enjoy exercising the psychopathic power to create larger cadres of subunits to serve the New World Order going into the mass extermination. And I want you to know, they're going to claim Al-Qaeda did it or claim it came out of a lab, but when you and your family are dying, especially you police out there, you can at least, you know, realize that for those that survive that the New World Order is real and that this really happened and that we really warned you. We were talking during the break about them not capping the pyramid in 2000 as they were openly worshiping what they called anti-beast or Animun, and you were just talking about that. It was on worldwide TV, fake fire shooting out of the ground, fireworks, huge horned demons marching on movie screens at the Giza Plateau, worldwide occultism. PBS carried it, open Lucifer worship on TV, and it was like I would mention it to people, and no one even seemed to care. Michael Desarian.
Well, exactly right, and people have to realize that these guys on the highest level, you see, they operate based on an old stellar form of timing, based on ancient zodiacs, the whole concept of that when you do something, the timing has to be right. This I discovered in the context of Ireland when I was studying things like the various battles. I mean, the very fact that the Orange Parade happens, you know, very close to midsummer, the midsummer solstice, just like your Bohemian Grove investigation pointed out, that the dates are very important, the midsummer, the summer solstice. We have the same issue happening in Northern Ireland where the 12th of July parades are scheduled for the movement of the sun, you know, to the center point there. The Black Preceptory, which is a very secret order behind the Orange Lodge, they have their ceremonies on July 13th. This ritualistic element is very, very important. People will notice that the declarations of war, whether it's March 17th, the Feast of Purim, you see, or any other date that comes about, is not random. It is not done by accident. And so the openings of this, the closings of that, the signing of the euro dollar, you know, all the things that the MEPs do or the people who control them do is done based on ancient solar and stellar and lunar zodiacs. People have to understand this. It's based on ancient Masonic timings. You know, we got to understand.
And by the way, that comes out in mainstream media that, Tony Blair every morning is possessed by the spirit of the light. He falls on the ground and convulses. He goes to the four corners of the earth to do weird rituals. Oh, and Ronald Reagan, everything he does is according to the astrology. And, you know, this all comes out.
Exactly. And that's the reason why my life took me into those areas to study these secret societies quite intimately, to definitely get into these occult areas, to find out what it is that they're up to. What are they doing? And then basically to pull back from the canvas and discover, my God, this is a worldwide ritual that involves many, many tentacles. But getting back to the point about this whole technotronic age, you know, as I said, my work is dedicated to Jim Keith, and I want people to remember his name because he's one of the greatest American researchers you could imagine.
Do you believe he was murdered?
Absolutely, no doubt in my mind. And the people closest to him also speculate upon that. I know.
Well, then his publisher died mysteriously right after he did.
Yes, exactly. And another friend of his, a co-researcher, was also mysteriously killed. So there's no doubt in my mind that they either, you know, they took this guy out because he was so special. He had the ability and the charm to reach many, many people.
Well, he also got wide-spectrum analysis.
Yeah.
I mean, he really got the big picture.
Well, remember, these guys were tied up. Jim had investigated Scientology and did a runner from it because he knew, my God, what the hell is going on here? And then tried to whistleblow that. And from there, you know, went on to, like I did in my own way, to, you know, branch out and to find out about the world, the great global conspiracy. And his work is fundamental. His book, Mass Control, you know, is a central part of the DVD we're doing right now, about to release next month or very shortly. And this goes into his work, has dedicated his work, and people have got to understand.
All right, stay there. We're going to break for 1 minute. Come back with the next hour of Michael Desari and getting into this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.